All right, it's time to check in with our good friend, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, is Jenny Vaughn, and she pops in every Thursday morning to let us know what's going on over there on the Near West Side. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you two doing?
Well, Keith, how are we doing?
You're doing really well, and I'm about half.
There you go. And I, well, can we switch?
Yeah. But Jenny is full.
Well, Jenny's
full
here,
force.
So that's exactly right. She is propping up the program like she
that's
usually
right.
does on Thursday mornings.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, I tell you what, and it's a it's one of those dog eat dog world
Sing.
Jobs. There we go. We opened up the door and she walked
there
right
she
in.
There she did. Right.
Yeah.
You
right.
asked for it.
Spring break party. Let's go. What's everybody doing?
That's right.
What are you doing here on the phone? Shouldn't everybody be gone by now? Isn't is,
I know.
Is the campus empty or what do you got going on? You got midterms? What's happening?
We have a lot going on right now. You know, students are totally in the middle of their midterms before they take a week off, and faculty too. So, in fact, on Monday we had a huge a study-thon, and it was amazing. There were almost 100 students out in the Commons area with a bunch of our faculty, our math and anatomy and physiology, psych, biology, and business faculty. We fed them. Students could talk to faculty members to help, you know, with their midterms and what's going on in their classes right there, you know, in the Commons where we had pizza. We had academic advisors around to help students complete forms to tell us when they were going to finish, you know, their degrees and plan for summer and fall enrollment. And it was just incredible. And then they had how we fed them was through an event we are calling Vice, have a slice with the Vice. So that's our Vice Chancellor. So you've spoken to Jessica and Sam and Larry
right.
before. So they lead the student affairs and academic affairs areas of our campus. And so it's a cool event called Slice with the Vice. And so they gave pizza out to students and just asked to talk to them about how they're doing and how maybe we can make some changes on campus and all that good stuff. So it was great.
Yesterday, Jenny, I was sitting in the Commons area and enjoying lunch, and a delightful lady came by with a cart and went up to uh-huh. students that were sitting there and saying, would you like anything, any school supplies, any notebooks, any pens, anything at all? And the reaction of the students, usually they were studying and, you know, like, who is this person?
They have earbuds in? Did they even?
I mean, she had all kinds of,
yeah.
and they were genuinely pleased that someone even spoke to them and offered them free stuff. It was amazing.
Okay. It's pretty cool. Actually, Kathy Morrison, who works within our student development area, thought about this idea that she could go to the student to see, you know, is there something you need? Instead of sitting in an office, and, you know, we have an office of student development where if they need something, they can come in or need to talk to somebody, they can come in. But Kathy took that idea and literally ran with it. Well, filled the cart up with all of the things that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But also she hands out reminders about, you know, different things that we have available on campus and events or study groups or different things like that. And she's just amazing. And she goes all around campus, not just the Commons, because, as you know, Keith, in the building, they're all over the place in different little nooks and crannies. And it's really pretty awesome. And like you said, super well received. So,
well, and the students were genuinely interested in her talking
mm-hmm.
to them. It was pretty neat.
Well, if you've ever met Kathy Morrison, she knows no stranger, and you know she wants students to look at her in the eye and talk to her, and you know, and she wants to help them, and she's just amazing. She's fantastic.
The one thing I want to dispel a little bit: you were talking about the spring break next week, but the campus
uh-huh.
isn't totally closed. Talk about what will be happening out there next week.
That's right. So next week is spring break, because that means all the faculty will be gone, as well as all of our students. But the campus will be open. We're open from 7:30 to 6 Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 5 on Friday. We are closed the Saturday. Well, it's not because it's St. Patrick's Day, but let's just say we're closed because it's St. Patrick's Day. Let's get real. No, so we are open.
When's the parade?
So anybody,
yeah.
Well, that'll be Saturday afternoon. You might want to come down my block in my neighborhood.
I'm invited. Do you hear that, Keith?
That's right.
We're recording
that's
this,
right.
so that's good.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, it is a national holiday in our house.
I was going to say it's a national observance in the Vaughn household.
Yes, exactly. So back to campus spring break. There will be lots of people will be there. I'll be there, in fact. You know, it's great to get caught up on things. There's still business to to do, and lots of students actually will come in since they have a little extra time and enroll for classes and things like that and get prepared for the summer, or they might have a question or two, or they might want to actually get caught up on some studying. So we're open.
Now, one of the absolutely great things that goes on spring break-wise, student-wise, is what you call the alternative spring break. Talk about that.
Right. We're really excited about this year's alternative spring break, and this is a unique service learning opportunity for 9 students and 2 of our faculty members, and that's Jerry Hansen, Assistant Professor of Philosophy and Humanities, and Felice Sizek, Instructor of Art History. The 2 of them will be taking the students to, it's going to be a tough name, tough city name, Valladolid, I think that's right, in Mexico. And so they're going to go there, and this is our 7th international alternative spring break trip and the 9th overall that we've done with our students. And these students range from anywhere from 18 to 24, and it's a special service learning section of one of our art history classes, where these students will then go on-site in Mexico and compare the different ways that art has contributed to the economy, public health, and then they will compare those to what's going on here in the States, and they'll write a paper after and all of that. And so they'll be able to see lots of great museums and things like that connected to the course, of course. And, I'm really excited that Dr. Hansen has agreed to take these students and on this wonderful trip. So that'll be all next week.
Now, on Thursday mornings, you always do kind of a shout-out to a student that's doing some really neat things.
Well, I did want to talk about one of our students who is in our business administration program, and that's Alexi Shimkus. And Lexi is part of our Achieve Your Degree program through Cook. And Lexi works at Yoho General Store in Salisbury, which is part of the Cook Group, which is CFC property. And she's just really excited to be part of the program. And she says she's graduating debt-free because of this program and will continue to work for Cook. She says that this degree is going to allow her to be able to apply for many more jobs and is able to be skilled up in order to apply for some jobs that, you know, higher level jobs instead of the job that she has at the grocery store. And so she's really excited about that. And just as a reminder, Achieve Your Degree is a program that we have with several companies in Bloomington and in our surrounding counties, where we work with employers to help them help their employees get skilled up. And we work with them. We basically, it's a concierge service. We work with the student to get their financial aid in order. And then any dollars left over for the tuition, the employer pays through their tuition deferment program. So it's a win-win. It's just fantastic. Students don't have to worry about the money part. They just come in and take classes and are fully supported by their employers. And it's just a great program. And Lexi's just another one of our success stories through that program.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny,
why don't you put all these success stories in a book somewhere? Wouldn't that be a good project for somebody?
Right?
Like a big coffee table book where you get pictures and some highlights of kind of like a You Can Do It Too type deal.
This is your life.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea. What do you mean, good idea? Come on.
It's a wonderful, perfect, amazing, incredible idea.
Now you're speaking my language.
Jenny, before you go, what Cook Institute is this one? Number-wise?
Number 15.
And you always caution people, get your tickets early.
Wait. Slow down, Keith.
Wait. O'Bannon Institute.
Yeah, you said.
But I said Cook. I'm sorry, Cook Institute.
Well, that's O'Bannon. Why she was confused.
Yeah. Well, hey, you keep us on trail, and we just try to mess you up as much as we can.
The O'Bannon
Institute.
You do a very good job at it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Thank you. We're good at what we do.
We are very close to being sold out. In fact, Tina Phelps would tell me, just say it. We are sold out. There's maybe a ticket or two.
Whoa.
Well, then Jenny Vaughn disappeared.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool trick.
Yeah. There may be a ticket or two. You figure out how to get it.
Join us next week, and we will have the answer to that question. We'll talk to Jenny or somebody from Ivy Tech next week.